It is Friday, March 7th, 2014, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And joining us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
So I have this eating disorder that I'm hungry for Chinese food after about 3 hours. And I'm hungry for a Chinese menu a week after I've done one.
That's sounds okay. Good. It's a popular item. We like it.
Well, and there's too much going on to fit it in any other way. So let's start with my favorite this time.
Theater. Okay.
Good People is wrapping up at Theater Squared at Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. I admit I have not seen it, but I have been told that it is amazing.
I saw it last weekend.
Was it amazing?
It was really good. It was
Did
definitely.
You cry?
No.
Did you laugh?
I laughed, yes.
Okay, cool.
I did laugh.
Anyway, last show, 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 and 7 Sunday, and tickets start at $15, 443-5600.
Now, I know a lot of those were canceled last week with the weather on Sunday, and I think they are going to make those up. So if you still have tickets and need to get that made
you
up,
need to check
contact
with,
them.
Yes. Trike Theater is doing one of my all-time favorite shows, Romeo and Juliet.
I didn't know that was one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I always dreamed of being Juliet and grew up to be the nurse.
Eh.
Showtimes are 6:30 tonight and 2 and 6:30 tomorrow and Sunday at the Trike Theater space at 209 Northeast 2nd Street in Bentonville.
Newly
tickets are $5.
Renovated, yes. Black Box space, so very excited for them.
Miss Nelson is missing. We've been talking about this
is
show
she
forever.
Still missing?
She's finally missing. She's been waiting to be missing.
Okay.
It's a great show based on a book, perfect for, I think, kids of pretty much any age because it's got music. It happens at 3 and 5 on Saturday. That's an additional production because of the snow.
Oh, okay.
And 3 o'clock on Sunday at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Tickets start at $8. And, of course, opening Tuesday running through Sunday is Chicago.
Now, this is one of my favorites.
Is it really?
It is.
I thought you were a nice girl.
Oh, well, but you don't know.
I have not seen it on stage, so I'm very much looking forward to getting to see it this week or this coming week.
It has very hummable songs. And, yeah, I just haven't found who in it I like yet.
Well, go check it out again, and you can try and make another decision.
Starts on Tuesday. Tickets start at $39 at the Walton Art Center, 443-5600. Music. Lots of music. Every kind of music.
Yes.
Roseanne Cash.
Tonight
at the Walton Art Center. She says she was inspired for her newest album, The River and the Thread, by some traveling in Arkansas, including a stop where her dad was born.
Very cool.
Showtime is 8 o'clock tonight at the Walton Arts Center, and tickets start at $29. Last time I checked, it was not sold out. For something completely different, there's a band called On, about with which I know nothing.
Okay.
Me either.
And I may be pronouncing it wrong. According to Kevin Kinder, our music guru, they've been a supporting act for bands like the Smashing Pumpkins, Built to Spill, and Y-Oak. They're from Portland, and they will be at the Lightbulb Club for a show at 9 o'clock Saturday. Of course, they're on their way to South by Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $5. So if you can't go to South by Southwest, there's a great deal.
Absolutely.
On Sunday afternoon, part of the Live on Stage in Northwest Arkansas series, the Jesse Lynch Jazz Group will be at the Arend Art Center. And the featured students are the Benton County School of the Arts High School Show Choir. Tickets are $5 to $25 at 855-9997. And there's a show in Eureka Springs on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 to benefit Carroll County Music Group Scholarships. It's all sorts of people performing with John Two Hawks as the headliner. And tickets for that are $5 and $10. City Auditorium, of course.
Of course.
Category 3,
history.
Is this the new one?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think it's been on the menu before.
I think so.
I like it.
There's 3 cool things going on, and all of them somehow or another involve the Shiloh Museum. One of them is a screening of the HBO film Iron-Jawed Angels, which they do about this time every year, a film with Hilary Swank and Angelica Houston about the women's suffrage movement. And those screenings are at 11 and 2 on Saturday. They're free. And Susan Young is going to be everywhere this weekend. She will be speaking at 2 o'clock Saturday at the Springdale Public Library on Ozark Tombstone Art. That's part of Arkansas Archaeology Month. And at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon at the 1866 Schoolhouse in Bentonville. That one is an overview of shape note singing.
That's still very interesting to me. I don't quite understand it, but it's fascinating.
I don't either. And both of those are free, so go out and have a good time on me.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.